Have you ever wondered how cucumbers become crunchy pickles? Or what gives kimchi that unique tangy flavor? Today we're diving into the world of fermentation, a magical transformation driven by tiny, unseen microbes. These little helpers play a crucial role in not only preserving our food, but enhancing its flavors and textures. Fermentation is a natural process through which microorganisms like bacteria and yeast convert sugars into acids, gases, or alcohol. Historically, it's been used as a method to preserve food and beverages for long periods without refrigeration. With pickles and kimchi, we're harnessing this ancient technique to create flavorful, gut-friendly snacks. At the core of fermentation in pickles is a bacterium known as lactobacillus. When you immerse cucumbers in a saltwater brine, these bacteria kick into high gear, converting the natural sugars into lactic acid. This acid not only preserves the cucumber, but also gives pickles their distinct sour taste. The brine's salt content is crucial here, as it encourages the growth of beneficial bacteria while inhibiting spoilage organisms. Now, why are pickles so satisfyingly crunchy? The answer lies in both the cucumber's structure and the fermentation process. When submerged in brine, the naturally occurring calcium in cucumber skin helps maintain the firmness by strengthening the pectin structures. Additionally, ensuring that pickles are submerged without exposure to air prevents the kind of bacterial growth that can lead to mushiness. Turning to kimchi, we find a rich tapestry of flavors and textures achieved through fermentation. Unlike pickles, which focus on a singular vegetable, kimchi is often a mix of napa cabbage with other ingredients like radishes, green onions, and chili peppers. It's seasoned with garlic, ginger, and fermented fish sauce, which all contribute to its complex taste. During fermentation, the various lactic acid bacteria from the ingredients interact, leading to a distinctive tangy flavor and aroma as the sugars are broken down into flavorful acids. Fathers, if you're looking for a fun and easy way to involve your kids in the magic of fermentation, quick pickles are a fantastic starting point. You can make them with simple ingredients: cucumbers, vinegar, salt, water, and a bit of your favorite spices. Introduce your kids to the process by having them measure and mix the brine, explaining the role of each component. After just a few days of waiting, they'll see how the cucumbers transform in taste and texture, giving firsthand insight into fermentation. But why should we care about fermented foods beyond their delightful taste? The nutritional benefits are substantial. Fermented foods like pickles and kimchi are rich in probiotics, which are beneficial for gut health. They aid digestion and enhance immunity, making them a valuable part of any diet. Introducing children to these concepts not only makes science relatable, but also embeds healthy eating habits early on. Engaging kids with food science isn't just an educational opportunity, it's a chance to create lasting memories. Encourage your children to contribute creatively, perhaps by selecting spices for the pickles or by helping to mix kimchi. These activities help build practical skills, encourage scientific curiosity, and importantly, foster meaningful connections and conversations about the science of everyday life. As we wrap up our exploration of fermentation, remember the joy found in such simple processes. The next time you bite into a crunchy pickle or savor the complex flavors of homemade kimchi, consider the science and exploration it represents. By engaging with these culinary experiments, you're not merely making food, you're crafting experiences and lessons that foster curiosity and joy in learning for you and your children. Let's celebrate the fun and education that food science brings to our lives. Join us next time and keep those scientific adventures in the kitchen alive.